over the years, I've been asked to be a keynote speaker at events, and whether it's large scale events, medium, small events of 50 people or less, you know, and a lot of times my message is embrace the suck, adapt and overcome. And it's almost like during the whole year of 2020, I was hearing my own keynotes over and over and over again. And of course, I'm not being asked to keynote because there's social distancing. I'm not giving my speaking delivery because there were no fundraising events, in-person events because of social distancing, and I wasn't traveling either. So I was stationary here in Phoenix. And because my other small business is a healthcare consultancy, I use that. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. But I use that as I'm essential. And I literally went to a hotel lobby and said, I'm essential. I'm a healthcare consultant. I need to use your lobby to work. And so the good Lord gave me an environment where I had an office and I was able to drive to it every single day, Monday through Friday, even Saturdays and Sundays, honestly. And I was working sometimes 14-hour days in a hotel lobby, juggling two different small businesses and trying to figure out, am I going to have to shut either of these two or both down and get a normal 9-to-5, you know? And even that was challenging. So I was burnt out on the initial model of helping wounded warriors, disabled veterans with benefits counseling. And I was actually trying to pull myself away from being the benefits counselor because I single-handedly helped 5,000 veterans and caregivers across the country, and it burnt me out, rightfully so. And I wasn't getting paid as much as you would want to be getting paid for the hours I was putting in for that commitment. And I was trying to figure out, how can I keep Wings for Warriors afloat, but remove myself from that leadership role and be more of a traditional CEO where I'm kind of the puppet master managing everything and delegating everything, but not doing everything, not doing all that hat wearing that we were talking about earlier. And so I was like, I kind of want to create a foundation model where we can partner with other amazing organizations that may or may not be struggling as well right now, which they all were, big and small. And so that's what we did. The new model is basically we find, fund, and fuel four organizations within a 2-year period that are doing amazing work for all veterans, even first responders. During the year of 2020, I think we all saw from the sidelines some of the way in which our uniformed patriots here at home were being treated. And we saw the overtime that the EMTs and firefighters were putting in for all their medical calls relating to COVID. And I wanted to help the first responder community as well. And so with all that being said, the new model is essentially helping veterans with transformational growth, overall health and well-being, and spiritual fitness.